however, when we pass. Our legacy is a summary of who we are, how we will be remembered, and perchance, what we will leave to others for the future. What is your legacy?
Some of us seem to have trouble remembering that those red lights on our dash are not for decoration. The check engine light means exactly that. Your engine needs to be checked by a professional. For all the issues that need attention, Lloyd's Auto Repair in Emporia is there for you. Lloyd's is a full-service shop with decades of experience and the resources to solve all your vehicle's needs. Oil changes, shocks, brakes, engine and transmission work, and everything else your car might need to stay reliable and keep those warning lights off your dash. Lloyd's Incorporated, 1221 Industrial Road in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM live and local. Good morning. It is 825.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:26, we're pleased to have with us Newman Regional Health Dr. Alana Longwell. She serves as the hospital's chief medical officer, and Esther Knobloch, who is quality manager and infection control. We've got some good stuff to talk about here this morning.
Yes, we do. Dr. Longwell, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. Esther, how are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, we have a couple of different tracks here for our conversation here today. And Esther, I think we'll start with you here because the hospital recently achieved annual accreditation of, I believe, through the Accreditation Commission for Healthcare. And there is a lot which this, you know, just those few words really represents. And I guess I wanted to start with you on really what this accreditation signifies. And then we can talk about why it's so important here to have this level of accreditation.
To share good news with the community, Newman Regional Health did achieve ACHC accreditation. And that accreditation refers to the official review process that allowed us to demonstrate our ability to meet official regulatory requirements and standards. The intent of this type of survey or inspection is to prove Newman Regional Health's commitment to a higher level of performance and a greater focus on patient care. Accreditation is used to measure the quality of a hospital, and earning accreditation establishes that we are committed to safety, committed to quality, and passionate about patient care. The accreditation survey involved four individuals coming on site for a multi-day visit. The team consisted of a physician, a nurse, an executive administrator, and a hospital engineer, and they looked at every facet of everything that we do. They looked above the ceilings, below the floors. They went into the operating room to observe. They examined how we perform blood transfusions. They inspected our employees' fingernails. They watched how we clean and disinfect rooms and equipment, how we store and give medications. They looked at patient records, physician profiles, and examined our quality control logs. And they interviewed and they observed our staff. It was pretty intense.
That sounds extensive.
If it goes straight down to the fingernails, you know it's intensive. Wow.
Yeah, it was. And as I was preparing for this survey, I was sharing a little bit of the pins and needles with a friend. And when she learned, you know, everything that we were doing in preparation and that we had actually invited the survey team to come, she looked at me and said, why would you do that? And my thought was, why wouldn't we? By inviting this type of scrutiny, we keep our patients safe. By subjecting ourselves to the rigorous process of an accreditation survey, we're able to continuously improve our delivery of care, and we absolutely want to do that. You know, as a community hospital, we're uniquely privileged to take care of people that we know. It's not that way in the large tertiary hospitals. Here at Newman's, we serve our friends, our family, and our neighbors. And I imagine that this morning there isn't anyone listening in that doesn't know someone who works at the hospital, someone who's part of our great team. And when you serve your friends, your family, and neighbors, it just feels different. We don't simply care for patients, we care about them.
That's well said. How does this, Esther, how does this maybe overlap with other accreditations and maybe serve totally separate with some other accreditations that the hospital goes through? We talked here just a couple of weeks ago about the American College of Cardiology with its accreditation process, kind of as an example to that. How do they overlap and how do they separate?
Right. So every accreditation signifies Newman's unwavering commitment to high standards and the delivery of high quality patient-centered care across many of our service lines. And we hold many different accreditations at the hospital. You mentioned, Chuck, the recent American College of Cardiology accreditation that we celebrated with our HeartCath lab.
Yep.
But there's many others as well. So our doctor's offices, the laboratory, the radiology department, including our breast care center, the hospice and durable medical equipment, diabetes education, all of those service lines have achieved special accreditation that just, again, demonstrates commitment to high-quality, safe patient care.
Well, it sounds like a top-level accreditation, and you mentioned this, I think, Esther. You do not have to invite this specific accreditation commission in. You do so by choice.
Correct, yes. So federal government does require all hospitals to be inspected, and there's different levels at which they can be inspected. And so we do invite the ACHC to come in and survey us just to establish that we are providing unparalleled care.
So do you get other inspections aside from this then?
Right. Okay. Yes. Yep. So each of the different accreditations that we hold involve an inspection process.
And this specific accreditation by the Accreditation Commission is an annual?
It's a triennial.
Triennial,
so every
okay.
3 years we work through this process. And if you think about what the last 3 years were for Newman Regional Health.
Enough said right there. Huh?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm just really proud of the team. There was several individuals that in leadership roles that this was their first time to go through the survey process, like Ryan Sutton in our operating room department, Jordan Klein with pharmacy. There was just several individuals, and they all pulled together because they care. And they did an exceptional job.
Esther, is this the most extensive accreditation process that the hospital goes through, at least that you can gather? Or are the same other comprehensive accreditation processes that are at least at this level, if not maybe even a little bit more rigorous?
So this is the most comprehensive. It's looking at everything. It's overarching for all. It's the foundational accreditation that we achieve. And then the others would be more specific, more focused on one individual area. But all of them come with a level of rigor, required preparation, and it does. It's just a testament to the care that's provided at Newman Regional Health.
I can sense the joy that you feel.
The relief, too, I think,
well,
to a
degree. I'm sure that's part of it. But, you know, does everyone at the hospital share in this glee that you're showing? It is now accreditation time again here after 3 years. You know what's coming, because I assume a lot of work is involved, obviously, on your end.
There is. There's lots of hours of preparation. Yeah. I think there was, we filled 26 different 4-inch notebooks with different documents, and the surveyors went through all of it line by line. They looked at every standard and how we were meeting and achieving the requirement. It was definitely a relief, but it does take a team. I was there to be able to support everyone, but without every single employee doing their part and being committed to the work, we wouldn't have been able to accomplish it. And so, really, this is a celebration for everyone at the hospital.
Indeed.
Well said.
So, obviously, it's a gold star. You either pass or fail is out of this work. Did they grade you on a score, or how high did you get?
Yep. So, there is a score, and we did very, very well. So, there was a couple of recommendations that they had for us, which we invite that feedback. We want to continuously improve. But there were no findings that indicated that we were putting patients in jeopardy. So it was validated that the care that we give is on par and it's safe.
Dr. Longwell, I wanted to get your thoughts on this as chief medical officer, the rigor that's involved, and really, again, the significance, not only for, you know, the hospital and its standing, but also for community confidence.
Yeah, so this is one of a number of potential accreditation. Most people are very familiar with JACO. That's the one that's kind of out there in lingo, because that's what a lot of the bigger hospitals use. But this is on par. It's the same CMS, Center for Medicare Standards, that we're looking at. They look, like Esther said, at everything from the ceiling tiles and what the gaps look like on your ceiling to how you are verifying that your physicians definitely are appropriate and know what they should know and are quality. So I think for all of us, it was an intense year and an intense – they open a window where we wait – for them to show up by surprise. So that was an intense period, especially as our window started to get near the end, and they still hadn't come. So we were all relieved when it was finished, and even more relieved when we finally got the certificate of accreditation that gives us that 3-year window to keep improving and be ready for next time.
They don't tell you when they're coming, huh?
Nope, they give you a six-month window, yeah. And then they just randomly show up.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, man. So we got to be on it every day.
Yeah, that's congratulations on that. That's
huge.
That's very impressive. That's a lot of work, obviously, that goes into that. Much, I guess, akin to when we have to file with the federal government for our license every 10 years here. It's quite an extensive process when the federal government is involved. Well, Dr. Longwell, let's move to you on a different topic here this morning, and that's the top 100 critical access hospitals in the country, awarded by the Chartis Rural Hospital Performance. And there's over 1,600. You're among the top critical access hospitals, what, for the fourth time?
I believe so.
Wow. So another great accomplishment for Newman Regional Health. So tell us what this entails.
So this entails looking at some of the similar things to our accreditation, looking at quality, patient outcomes, those measurable things we do, our readmissions, how often patients have to return to the hospital within 30 days of being discharged, our infection rates, our infections that are considered hospital acquired that the hospital may have helped the patient get. We actually got another recognition that we caused less harm than anticipated. There's a number of infections that are expected, unfortunately, at being in a hospital, and we prevented more than we should have had. So I think it's just a testament to our employees, our testament to the hard work that goes on every day at Newman Regional Health and how much we value our position in this community.
Yeah, that's well said. Talk about some of the, I guess, maybe the improvements or strategies that are involved and maybe have been underway or maybe finalized since the last time you had this review process.
Ooh, I don't know that I know that exactly because I have been living in COVID land for the last 3 years.
Understood.
But even throughout COVID, we took our infection prevention extremely seriously. We were just laughing with Stephen on our way over of all the different tactics we used during COVID when we were short of supplies, and we still managed to keep both our patients and our staff safe. Even in that terrible time in 2020 when we didn't have enough masks, didn't have enough gowns, things like that. So I think even with that, we've got teams that are working on different improvement projects, whether it's limiting surgical site infections or working on the amount of people who have low blood sugars where they're in the hospital, the amount of people who require intervention when they're in our facility for a behavioral health or a mental health crisis. All those types of things have been going on day to day while we've been up to our eyeballs in a pandemic as well.
And Dr. Alana Longwell, Newman Regional Health Chief Medical Officer, and Esther Knobloch, Quality Manager in Infection Control, Newman Regional Health, with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. Dr. Longwell, we're talking about the top 100 critical access hospitals in the country, awarded to Newman Regional Health once again. And I guess we need to talk about huddle culture at Newman Regional Health. Exactly what is that?
So over about the last 12 months, we have gotten some evidence-based practices in place that surround a huddle culture where it's a vehicle for us to pass information in real time to our staff. And so every morning during the week at 8:50, our leadership team gathers together and talks about any potential safety issues that may be occurring throughout the facility, whether it's in outpatient lab, radiology, cath lab, our OB floor, wherever an issue may be arise. And then the team can work together because I think one thing that has definitely become apparent over the last years in healthcare in general, and then while in the face of a pandemic, is the need to team and the need to involve all the team. You think of a lab issue being just a lab issue, but it really involves registration and billing and all sorts of other people. So having that culture of getting together and teaming about a problem. Then from there, every unit has a huddle per shift, and those that information either from safety huddle, information goes up and down. So if information came up at safety huddle that needs to go down to the unit, it goes that way. And if information comes up from the unit that needs to go to safety huddle the next day, it's a bidirectional team, so that everyone in the hospital who's working can know what's going on, know how to keep our patients safe, and things can get communicated much quicker than they were before we embraced this.
It sounds, Dr. Longwell, like this is going to be really kind of now a long-standing approach here when it comes to patient care, and maybe I don't want to use the term critical component, but it does sound like this is becoming a key component of how things do go forward.
It has, I think, in the last year since we've implemented this culture, and like I mentioned, there is data behind it that shows improved staff resilience as well as patient outcomes. So I think staff in general have recognized the value of it. We're still in a growing process. We don't have it perfected by any means, but I think we're well on our way, and we have good buy-in, and Stephen and some others are leading a great team and getting us all even better.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is impressive once again. 2023 top 100 critical access hospitals in the country. And also recent accreditation by Accreditation Commission for Healthcare, which is a big deal, as we have heard here this morning. Nice work on that. That should be positive information for the community to know, and peace of mind for the community to know that you're getting top quality healthcare, as always, at Newman Regional Health. Before we let you go, if you would, any COVID activity still happening that
a
you see?
A little bit. Yeah, we're still seeing trickles of COVID. You know, if you're around somebody who's sick, if you know somebody who's sick, just take that extra level of precaution. We're not at the fearful pandemic levels, but it's still there. It still does affect our staff when we care for a COVID patient. It's still causing illness that requires hospitalization. So it's still a serious illness. If you haven't gotten your most recent bivalent booster, I'd highly recommend that. And then just be aware of your community, be aware of how you're feeling and your surroundings.
How have we been navigating through the flu season?
Actually, Esther and I were just talking. It was short but very intense. We had a very intense November that had quite high flu numbers, but then they kind of fell off pretty quick. I don't know that we've seen an inpatient flu for quite a while.
Yeah, that's it came early this year. The season started early, but it went up and came back down.
So is the season close to over, in your opinion, Esther?
So I think CDC will tell us that flu season can run through March. But yeah, we're getting to the end. And like Dr. Longwell mentioned, we really haven't seen a lot of flu traffic. So
I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that.
That's okay.
But nicely deferred, though, to CDC.
Okay. Outstanding. Well, this is great information here from Newman Regional Health about, you know, the acknowledgement being a top 100 critical access hospital in the country. Again, remember that this is not the first time this has happened, and also receiving annual accreditation by the Accreditation Commission for Healthcare as well. Dr. Longwell, thanks so much for joining us here today. Really appreciate your time and your insight this morning.
Thank you.
Esther, thanks so much for your time here today, and really appreciate what you brought to the table today as well.
You're welcome.
Always good to talk to you both. We appreciate your time. Nicely done. Congratulations again.
Congratulations.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. 35 degrees now at 844.
Closing arguments underway from the defense in the trial of Alec Murdoch in South Carolina. He's charged in the murders of his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul. Prosecutors say he killed them for sympathy and to buy time away from his financial and legal troubles.
Even if you believe that Alex Murdoch is guilty, there's still a lot of questions. And I think you're going to see at least a juror or two who say, could this guy have really killed his wife and son who he